From TD Ballpark in hot and humid Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. Tonight, the Blue Jays play for a series victory as they take on the Jupiter Hammerheads in the fifth game of a six-game series. Good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday. It's Larry Larson with you. So glad you could join us for the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Blue Jays come into this one at 17-20, continuing their climb back towards 500, while Jupiter is at 22-15. They're the first-place team over in the Florida State League East. Blue Jays have heated up here this week. They've won three straight over the Hammerheads, including last night's win, 8-6, when the Jays rallied for five runs to come back from down three in the eighth inning to turn the game around for an 8-6 victory. Some highlights in that one, Marcos De La Rosa belted a game-tying homer in the sixth for his first hit of the year. And then in that five-run eighth inning, Bryce Arnold tied the game on a two RBI double, and then Victor Arias delivered the lead on an RBI groundout. Next up on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, we chatted with Nick Deschamps yesterday. A nice wide-ranging conversation, talking catching, talking hitting, and talking about French baseball. So here's Nick Deschamps. We're here on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show, now joined by one of the heroes of last night's win, Nick Deschamps, in his first game off the injured list, 2-for-3, a homer in your first at-bat back, a triple that should have been a home run. How'd that feel?
That felt pretty good, honestly. Just, you know, coming back with the boys, being able to win, that's the most important, you know. So just finish up with a win, that felt great. So a good game, and we'll play another one soon.
Of course. When you have a month off like that, whether it's injury or some other circumstance, how hard is it to face live pitching again?
Well, I've been off live pitches only for a week. Over in rehab, we had like live ABs, and I played in a couple games with the rookie guys. So honestly, just felt just to come back was basically the same thing, hitting with Nash again. And so honestly, it wasn't that hard to come back. It's just happy it went really well yesterday.
Sure. Now with you, you've played five games. You got a hit in all five games. Off to a really hot start. What do you think has been the key behind that?
Just the approach, sticking to my approach, looking for certain pitches in certain situations, just being able to execute my plan that I have and sticking to it even though it doesn't go well. If you get a strikeout or whatever, if you commit to your approach, well, that's for a win. That's a win for me. So basically, I just don't go with results. Whatever I do in the game doesn't affect how I feel. Just go with it.
That's wise. And then on the other side of the ball, you know, talking with the coaching staff, they've praised your ability to manage the pitching staff, mm-hmm. your defense behind the plate. I want to talk about managing a pitching staff. That's a phrase that gets tossed around a lot, mm-hmm. talking about pitching, catching. What all goes into that?
It goes more than just baseball, honestly. I think it's have a lot to do with outside the field, too, like knowing where they're from, what's their background look like, what they do in life, you know, it's either fishing, golfing, you know, their family. I think it goes more in friendship too, and especially when you play baseball, knowing what kind of pitchers they are, what kind of pitches they like to throw in certain counts and all that. So it's more of a relationship type of thing that I have with all pitchers, and you know, half the guys here I've never met them before this season.
Yeah.
So it's just take a moment, sit down with them, and just, you know, having a conversation about life, basically.
Get that connection beyond baseball for mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. Now with scouting, obviously there are scouting reports for the pitchers, mm-hmm. but how much scouting do you do on the opposition to call the pitches, or whether you're calling the pitchers or the pitchers are?
So how we as a team like to work, basically, like as a catching staff, we like to throw two batters on what the pitcher's strength is that day. But also before every series, we go around their hitter's lineup and see what kind of tendencies they got too. So it's kind of a mix of a both, but definitely more like if Grant was throwing yesterday, like we're gonna throw like Grant throws, and if there's a like a mix up or a situation that you have to deviate from that, we'll do that. But basically, just trust what he got and roll from there.
Makes sense. Now, kind of flipping over to the personal side for you. You're from Canada, playing in the Blue Jays organization. Yep. What does that mean to you?
Honestly, it's amazing, honestly. I grew up a Blue Jays fan. My whole family grew up a Blue Jays fan. Honestly, just playing for them is, you know, it just feels like home, right? Just representing Canada and everybody at home, too, are Blue Jays fans. So it's kind of all linked up together, so it feels pretty nice.
Now, you played your final year of high school ball, not in Canada, but down here in Florida. I imagine that probably wasn't the easiest thing to do, moving from home for baseball, but obviously that sacrifice has worked out because now you're here. What was that like for you, and what went into that decision?
So basically it was just a COVID year. So Canada basically was all shut down. So baseball season, everything was shut down. So I made the decision to go into Orlando, find a baseball team, and go from there, which we played JUCOs, we played D1s, we played at least 75 games.
Jeez.
So, yeah, had a lot of exposure. Didn't get drafted this year, though, but got signed at the end of the draft as a free agent. So didn't really want to go to college. I was going to Stetson. Didn't really want to go there. So that was an easy decision for me. And that's kind of, I've lived away from home too, like since I was like 14.
Sure.
So always with like host families in an apartment with friends. So it wasn't really hard for me, but definitely being away in another country, that's where it gets a little bit harder. But you know, prepared me for the professional experience.
Yeah. Definitely. Florida, a little bit different than Canada.
A little bit.
Whether that's the climate or the culture or whatnot. So being that you're from Quebec, you speak French. So I want to put you on the spot here.
There you go.
If you had to call a home run in French for a broadcast, what might that sound like?
Well, actually, it's I'm going to do a call right here, but I just want to shout out to Canadian, well, the Quebec people who watch it. It's called TVA Sports, and there's this guy named Roger Brulot. So if he hears this, well, then here he goes. I think it. How does he say it? I think it's Russell Martin. He is a homer,
sure.
And he went like, "À la balle est partie, elle est loin, chou chou, coup de circuit, Russell Martin." So if Roger, you hear that was for you.
Choo choo, no guarantees. Yeah. That makes our broadcast down here. That's oh man, that's a classic. Nick, congrats on the homers yesterday.
Yep.
And best of luck the rest of the year.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you very much.
That was a conversation with Blue Jays catcher Nick Deschamps, the native of Quebec. Appreciate his time yesterday. Really fun conversation. And a reminder that if you've missed any of our pregame interviews, you can check them all out on SoundCloud. I've got them on my account, at Larry Larson Blue Jays. So we've chatted with Aaron Munson, Connor O'Halloran, Manny Beltre, and, of course, a number of others, and more on the way later on this season. So, again, you can catch all of our pregame interviews posted on SoundCloud. We've got the fifth game of a six-game series coming up soon between Jupiter and Dunedin. Stay with us on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back inside TD Ballpark, getting you set for game number 5 of 6 between the Dunedin Blue Jays and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Let's preview this one by first looking at the standings over in the Florida State League East Division, where Jupiter remains atop the standings out of the four teams, but only by one game as Palm Beach lost last night. So despite Jupiter's loss, they remain in first. Over in the West, Clearwater won yesterday. Lakeland lost, so Clearwater back in first place all by themselves. While Bradenton and the Blue Jays are tied for third, both 8 games back at 17 and 20. That's the standings. How about tonight's pitching matchup? The pitching matchup is presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. This one has the makings of another strong pitching matchup. For the Blue Jays, it's the right-hander Nolan Perry, Toronto's number 26 prospect, according to Baseball America. He's only thrown 4 1/3 innings in 2 starts and threw just 1 inning in his start last week on the road at Fort Myers, so he'll look to stretch it out a little bit. For Jupiter, the starting pitcher needs no introduction. Noble Meyer, the Marlins' first-round draft pick last year, is the team's top prospect. Meyer appears to have turned a corner in his last 2 starts. He hasn't allowed an earned run in 10 innings. He comes into this one with a 3.38 ERA overall. So that's the pitching matchup. Nolan Perry, the right-hander for the Blue Jays. Noble Meyer, the right-hander for the Hammerheads. Blue Jays starting lineup being introduced to the fans at TD Ballpark right now. We'll start on Jupiter's starting lineup, and I think we'll get to the Blue Jays starting lineup after the national anthem. But Jupiter's starting lineup sounds like this. Jordan McCants leading it off, playing second base. Jesus Hernandez will play shortstop and bat second. Ryan Ignafo back in the 3 spot doing the catching. Brock Bradenburg, a late insertion into the lineup, is the DH and the cleanup man. Kobe Shade is out in center, batting 5th. John Cruz is out in right, hitting 6th. Angelo Despina will bat 7th and play 1st. Yoel Martinez is out in left, hitting 8th. And Tony Bullard rounds it out, batting 9th and playing 3rd base. That's the starting lineup for the visitors from Jupiter. We'll get you the Blue Jays starting lineups here in a moment after the nation's national anthem. A smooth rendition of our nation's national anthem has us just about ready for baseball between Jupiter and Dunedin. Blue Jays playing for a series win here tonight as they currently lead this series 3-1. We mentioned Jupiter's starting lineup before the anthem. Here's Dunedin's starting lineup. Victor Arias will lead it off and play left field. Gene Joseph is down in the 2 spot today playing center. Tucker Toman will bat 3rd. Play second base. Edward Duran will do the catching and bat 4th for the 2nd straight night. Christian Feliz back in there after a night off last night playing first base. Manuel Beltre is the shortstop, hitting 6th. Daniel Perez is the DH tonight, hitting 7th. Alexis Hernandez is in the 8th spot playing right. And Marcos De La Rosa, who homered last night, will bat 9th and play 3rd base. Starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service with a waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. Nolan Perry getting ready for work tonight. Perry, the 20-year-old right-hander drafted by the Blue Jays in the 12th round in the 2022 draft. He's a native of Carlsbad, New Mexico. He's had limited action so far this season for the DJs. Didn't open the season on the opening day roster. Opened the season on the injured list with some arm fatigue. His arm has looked plenty lively so far this year, but he hasn't thrown many innings, just 4 1/3 innings. But those innings have been relatively strong. You see that ERA at 2.08. It means Perry has only allowed one earned run in those 4 1/3 innings. Perry primarily works with a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup mix. He'll face Jordan McCants, the speedy left-hander, to open the night. McCants digs in the left side. He went 1-for-5 last night, also in the leadoff spot. The right-hander Perry toes the rubber into his motion. First pitch is swung on and missed, and we are underway at 6:32 Eastern Time. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Sunny skies overhead here. 0-1. McCants takes a wave and a miss. Fastball at 93 in the upper half of the zone. Quickly makes it 0-2. McCants batting average at 198 coming into action tonight with one homer. OPS at 520, well below where you'd like it. The 0-2. McCants leans out of the way. A fastball up and in. Three straight fastballs from Perry to open the game. Heater sits in the low to mid-90s. His 1-2. McCants comes up empty on that fastball again. 94 on the radar gun. And Nolan Perry opens his night with a strikeout.
Now batting shortstop number 2, Jesus Hernandez.
Base is empty for Jesus Hernandez. All fastballs in that first AB for Perry. First one to Hernandez. That has popped up out of play on the first base side. You guessed it, another fastball. Hernandez went 1-for-4 last night with a walk and a strikeout. Perry deals, and the pitch is lined out of play again on the first base side. It fades into the seats. So it's quickly 0-2, and Hernandez calls time. Hernandez, a 191 hitter. This is his 35th game. The 0-2. First breaking ball we've seen from Perry. It misses outside. It was a slider. And it's 1-2. Hernandez wearing long black socks with his gray jersey. 1-2 pitch. Misses downstairs. Looked like a cut fastball there from Perry. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Jupiter in their traveling grays. Jupiter in black across the chest. Black numbers on the back with orange trim. 2-2. Misses a touch outside, and that runs it full, 3-2. Home plate umpire tonight is Zach Kovic. He's calling balls and strikes himself, and Larry Pettis is the field umpire. Payoff, swing, and a miss, strike 3. Got him on the curveball. That pitch wasn't really close to the zone. It was down and away, but Hernandez chased, and it's back-to-back strikeouts for Perry.
Ryan Ignafo.
Base is empty for Ryan Ignafo. Comes in riding an 8-game hit streak. 3-0-4 hitter. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch. And a slider called strike on the outside black, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays in their home whites tonight. Blue Jays across the chest in blue. Blue numbers. 0-1. Ignafo well out in front of a slider. Came up empty. And Perry is in a rhythm here in the top of the first. No score. Perry trying to make it a quick top of the first. He winds and delivers. And Ignafo takes a curveball downstairs. Ignafo, a mature former college player. Not going to chase a whole ton. Perry fires. And Ignafo takes a fastball upstairs. It's 2-2. Ignafo drafted out of Eastern Illinois by the Marlins in the 20th round last year. The kick and the pitch. Reached out and tapped to shortstop. Beltre charges, gloves, throws on the run in time at first base to get Ignafo by a step. Nolan Perry only pitched one inning in his last start. His first inning tonight, 1-2-3. We go to the bottom of the first. Blue Jays coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Marlins top prospect, Noble Meyer, is ready for work, squaring off a Blue Jays lineup that has been red hot this week. 307 average with an 849 OPS in four games. Meyer will square off against Victor Arias to open his night. Right-handed thrower, left-handed batter, first pitch, hit him. Sinker ran up and in and got him on the front arm. Arias hollers on his way down to first base. Not happy, but leadoff man is aboard for the Jays. And it looks like Arias is all right.
Now batting center fielder, number 6, Gene Joseph.
A fastball at 95. And time's going to be called here. Peter Strabricki, the first base coach, wanting to give Arias a minute. Umpires will grant that. As Gene Joseph stands in. Joseph went 0-for-3 yesterday with two walks, though, to extend his on-base streak to 16 games, longest by a Blue Jay this season. Right-hander on right-hander. And the first pitch from Meyer. Swing and a foul tip off Ryan Ignafo, the catcher. The ball bounced up into the seats off Ignafo. Sounded like it might have landed in a tray of plastic nachos or something. But it's 0-1. Meyer at 6'5", 185 pounds, 19 years old, from the stretch. Long pause in the pitch. Joseph with a three-quarter swing on a slider. Came up empty, and it's 0-2. Meyer throws a fastball, slider, changeup, and curveball mix. Fastball with good sinking action. Runs inside on righties. Really makes it uncomfortable for him. Throws that fastball over 50% of the time. 0-2. That was a slider. It missed down and away. One ball and two strikes. And that fastball, by the way, can reach up to 97, 98. Meyer has touched over 100 miles an hour in bullpen sessions. He's got a 3.38 ERA. Six games started so far this year. The pitch is fouled back into the screen. We'll have another 1-2. Meyer pitched against Dunedin back on April 27th. He went five innings, only allowed one earned run, but it wasn't pretty. Four walks to just two strikeouts. And he is a strikeout pitcher. Now the next 1-2. Misses up and in. On the fastball. Two balls, two strikes. No score, bottom of the first. Just getting underway here. The Blue Jays win tonight. It'll mark their first series win since their first road trip of the year back in April. 2-2. Joseph, a swing and a foul tip into Ignafo's mitt. And Noble Meyer has his first strikeout tonight.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Thoman.
Brings up Tucker Thoman. Arias over at first base after he was hit with the first pitch of the game from Meyer. He is a threat to steal. Toman was off last night, batting from the left side here. First pitch on the way. It misses outside on the fastball, and it's 1-0. Toman is 4 for 13 this week. Batting 221 on the year. Three homers. His last one came against Noble Meyer on the road in Jupiter. The 1-0. Toman comes up empty on a big swing and a miss. A fastball well located on the outside black. 95. It's 1-1. Toman was the Blue Jays' second-round draft pick in 2022. So two high draft picks going at it here. 1-1. A slider gets a called strike on the outside edge. Toman didn't love the call, but didn't challenge it. It is a challenge game. Both teams have three of them. Toman rests the bat on his shoulder, now brings it above his shoulder. As Meyer gathers the sign, he chucks it home as Arias goes. Swing and a miss on a pitch high. Throw down, glances into center. Arias on his horse, galloping towards third. He's in standing. So Arias steals second base and then moves to third on a throwing error, but Toman's down on strikes for out number two.
Catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
Brings up Edward Duran. No score, bottom one. Duran with an opportunity to put the Blue Jays on top. Righty on righty in the first pitch. Duran takes a slider for a called strike in the upper half of the zone. He shakes his head at the call. 0-1. Edward has been really hot lately. 265 average for the year, six runs driven in. 0-1. Misses outside, gets by Ignapo. Here comes Arias. The shovel to the plate is late. It was a bang-bang play at the plate. As that ball got a good bounce off the backstop, Ignapo tried a backhand shovel to Meyer, who covered the plate, but his tag was just late, and the Blue Jays lead 1-0. So it's 1-1 on Duran. Meyer back to the windup with the bases empty, and the 1-0. Duran skies it out of play, first base side. And it's 1-2. So that hit-by-pitch comes back to haunt Meyer, but tell you what, he's looked pretty dialed in since then. Back-to-back strikeouts, looking for a third. The 1-2 as a chopper down to third. Bowler gloves it, steps and throws across the diamond, low, but Despina comes out with it. And Duran ends the inning with a ground out. But not before, Victor Arias hit with the first pitch out of the hand of Noble Meyer. He comes around to score on a wild pitch, and the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead to the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
leading off the top of the second inning.
Victorarius scores on a wild pitch, so the Blue Jays take a 1-0 lead to the top of the second inning. Nolan Perry set the Hammerheads down 1-2-3 in the first. His first pitch of the second is to Brock Vredenburgh, and the lefty takes outside for ball one. Perry struck out two in that 1-2-3 first. Vredenburgh went 0-for-2 last night with two walks, 0-1. He takes a slow curveball in there for a called strike on a low inside corner. Makes it 1-1.
The call of strike has been overturned.
And Vredenburgh challenged the call, so it's overturned, and now it's 2-0. Vredenburgh swings and misses on a fastball high. That would have been a ball. So now it's two balls and one strike. Vredenburgh second in the league with 29 walks. 2-1, misses outside. Three balls and one strike. That helps buoy Vredenburg's on-base percentage as his batting average is at 168. 3-1, misses up and away. That's ball four. And the Hammerheads have their first base runner of the night. True to form on a Brock Vredenburgh walk.
Center fielder number six, Colby Shade.
Brings up Colby Shade with a man on. Vredenburgh inserted into the lineup in the DH spot where Dylan Head was originally scheduled to play tonight, but not in the final iteration of the lineup. Shade squares to bunt and bunts it foul, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead, top of the second. Shade had last night off. He's 5-for-12 this week, including a homer, his second this year. Perry from the stretch, the pause in the pitch. It's popped up on the first base side, into the seats, out of play. So Perry has bounced back. He's out in front, 0-2. Special welcome to those in attendance tonight from all the Little League teams. It's a good handful of them here at TD Ballpark tonight. 0-2 to Shade. Misses up and in. One ball and two strikes. A lot of them got to take part in some pregame autographs. Five Blue Jays players signing. That happens before every Saturday home game. 1-2, runner goes, and Shade fists it foul on the third base side. Still 1-2. Perry paces behind the mound, scoops up the rosin bag, picks it back up with a bright red glove. He sets at the belt, has the sign, and throws. And Shade swings and misses on a fastball in the upper half of the zone. Strikeout number three for Perry, and out number one on the top of the second.
Right fielder number 21, John Cruz.
So Vredenburgh still over at first base for John Cruz. Cruz, another lefty, first pitch to him. Misses high and outside. It's 1-0. One zip Jays, top of the second. Cruz, the Marlins' number 21 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. A little higher, according to Baseball America. 1-0. Cruz takes a called strike on the low inside edge. If that's going to be a called strike tonight, Perry's probably going to be trying to hit that corner all night long. The 1-1. Cruz with a big hack and a foul tip off Edward Duran. The catcher hops out of his crouch and paces around home plate to walk it off. And Zach Kovic will walk a new baseball out to Perry. Cruz had a good night last night. Went 2-for-3 with a double. Batting just 144 on the year, though. 38 strikeouts in 34 games. Perry shakes off Duran. Now sees what he wants. And he chucks the 1-2 pitch. After a pause, a curveball misses low. Good stop from Duran. Keeps Vredenburgh over at first. With the Hammerheads with a man on, it's worth noting here that, of course, The Hammerheads do lead the league in stolen bases. If you've joined us all week, you know that fact by now. 2-2, there goes Vredenburg. Pitch misses in, throw down is in time to get him. A late call from Larry Pettis. He was waiting to see if Manny Beltre hung on to the tag, and he did. Vredenburg slow to make his way off the field, but he's out number two, caught stealing. So on that stolen base point, Jupiter has only two stolen bases in the last three games. Blue Jays have controlled the run game well. Payoff pitch is fouled back. We'll do it again. And that comes after the Hammerheads stole seven bases on Tuesday. So that's been a big point of improvement for this Blue Jays pitching staff and for the catchers. Duran with a strong throw there. Now to the next 3-2 to Cruz. He takes a called strike three. Curveball locked him up, and Nolan Perry has four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 1-0. Going to the home half of the second on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. In front of a hearty Saturday night crowd in Dunedin, we go to the bottom of the second inning. Blue Jays leading 1-0. Thanks to a wild pitch from Noblemeyer in the first. He'll face 5-6-7, starting with Christian Feliz. The big lefty in the first pitch is slapped the opposite way, fading towards the line. Martinez on the run. He can't get it, and it's passed him all the way to the wall. Feliz will cruise into second with a stand-up leadoff double. Well, Christian wasted no time there. Got a fastball out over the outer half of the plate. He went the opposite way. And that is progression for Feliz, who has really struggled to go the opposite way this year. Usually he pulls those outside pitches and does it pretty well, by the way. But not there. It's an extra base hit to open the inning, and here's Manny Beltre. First pitch to the righty. Misses down and gets away from Ignafo. Feliz over to third base. It looked like Meyer and Ignafo were crossed up there. The man on second base, and that's entirely possible. Looked like that ball broke a little bit more than Ignafo was expecting. So the count is 1-0 on Beltre. Infield comes in. Blue Jays trying to add to a 1-0 lead. The 1-0 from Meyer. A slider misses in the dirt. Ignafo knocked that one down. Two balls, no strikes. Beltre went 2-for-5 last night with an RBI. Helping his batting average up to .248. OPS near 700 now. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Meyer challenged him on a high fastball at 93. That's 2-1. hard fastball velocity, part of the reason why Meyer was a top 10 draft pick in last year's draft at a high school in Oregon. 2-1. Beltre takes upstairs. Three balls and one strike. But you can also say that that fastball has been the biggest focal point for Meyer so far this year. Really putting a lot of work into it. 3-1 pitch. Beltre takes a slider for a called strike. He thought it was a ball, so he's going to challenge the call. And the call is overturned. It's a walk.
The called strike has been overturned. The result is a walk.
Beltre with a good eye and a good challenge. So there's men on the corners with no outs for Daniel Perez.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Blue Jays have the Marlins' top prospect in some trouble. Bottom of the second inning, already leading 1-0, looking for more. Perez had a nice night last night, 2-for-3 with an RBI double that started the 5-run rally in the bottom of the eighth inning that won the game. First pitch, misses low and in. Ignafo with a backhanded stop. Keeps Feliz over at third. It's 1-0. Feliz probably won't be too aggressive if a ball gets by Ignafo. Looks like Jupiter has an extra outfielder, if you count the seagull waiting around in left center. 1-0 to Perez, a swing and a miss. High fastball there, makes it 1-1. Usually those birds come in pairs or flocks. Just a lone seagull out there. 1-1. Perez pops it up out of play behind home plate. It's 1-2. Now that seagull is shifting over to the right center field gap, playing to pull for Perez. The infield also playing to pull. Shortstop Hernandez up the middle. Now the 1-2, a swing and a miss. That was the changeup from Meyer, one of the first ones we've seen tonight, and it was a dandy. Sets down Perez on strikes for out number one.
Right fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
So here's Alexis Hernandez. Men on first and third. Blue Jays leading 1-0, bottom two. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Hernandez takes high and outside for ball one. 93 on the gun there. Hernandez went 1-for-3 last night with a walk. His lone hit was a single. Batting average at 169 in 24 games. The 1-0. He takes a slider outside, close, but it's ball two. Meyer's pitch count at 26. Something to keep an eye on. He's got the sign and throws. And Hernandez takes a called strike on the outside corner. Nice fastball there, 94. It's challenged by Hernandez, and the call is upheld. So the Blue Jays lose a challenge. They've got two left. So it's two balls and one strike. Meyer with his own bright red glove. Both starters with red gloves tonight. And time is called by Alexis. Hernandez wipes some sweat off his brow. It is a very humid night at TD Ballpark. Game time temperature at 86 degrees, but it was a high of 90 today. It's one of those nights where you walk around and it feels like you collect moisture just by walking. Meyer with the sign. Long pause in the 2-1. Hernandez swings and foul, tips it into Ignafo's mitt. Two balls, two strikes. According to the flags, it's going to be a pitcher's night. Wind blowing towards left field, in from right center. Meyer trying to come back and get Alexis. The 2-2. Breaking ball misses up. There goes Beltre from first. Throw down. They got him. Feliz stays put at third base. And Beltre is caught stealing for out number two. So now Meyer is a strike away from getting out of this jam. Feliz started the inning with a double. He's over on third. Meyer trying to leave him there. The payoff pitch to Hernandez on the way. And a fastball misses low and outside. That's ball four. So the inning is extended for Marcos De La Rosa.
Third baseman, number 8, Marcos De La Rosa.
De La Rosa went 1-for-3 last night with a home run for his first single-A homer and his first hit this year. And before De La Rosa climbs in, a mound visit, Ignafo and the pitching coach Glenn Dishman come out. Angelo Despina will also head to the mound. He wants to get a piece of that rosin bag. It looks like command has been an issue tonight for Noble Meyer. He's walked two batters here in this second. He also hit Victor Arias back in the first. Blue Jays scored after Arias stole second base, reached third on a throwing error on that stolen base attempt, and then came in on that wild pitch. Meyer really reined his command back in, struck out two in the first. He's got one strikeout here in the second. Trying to keep it 1-0. Now the first pitch to Marcos De La Rosa. Misses outside on a fading changeup. And it's 1-0. Meyer almost repeating his release as he got that ball back. Going through the motion with his right arm. Reading the sign from Ignafo. Meyer sets. And deals. De La Rosa swings and fouls it back. That was another changeup. A little better from Meyer that time. And practice pays off. One ball, one strike. Hernandez with a leadoff first. Wouldn't be surprising to see him take off here. The 1-1. De La Rosa takes a fastball for a called strike on the outside corner. Makes it 1-2. De La Rosa opened the season on the IL for the Blue Jays. Just activated earlier this week. Meyer shakes off Ignafo. Now sees the sign he wants. And chucks the 1-2. De La Rosa swings and foul tips it off the catcher Ignafo. He has taken a beating these last few nights. Foul tip after foul tip. Feliz on third base. Hernandez over at first. Blue Jays trying to tack on to an early 1-0 lead against the Marlins' top prospect, Noble Meyer. He comes back with the next 1-2. And De La Rosa swings and misses. Fastball at 96. Some of the highest velocity we've seen from Meyer tonight. He's got four strikeouts through two innings. And he strands Christian Feliz on third base after a leadoff double. Still 1-0 Jays going to the third on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays Shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays Shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing. Dunedin Blue Jays, as June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Angelo Despino will lead off the Hammerheads top of the third inning, and the first pitch to him is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Blue Jays with a 1-0 lead over Jupiter. A win tonight means a series victory for the Jays. Nolan Perry winds and fires, and Despino with another swing and a miss. Makes it 0-2. Despina swung and missed at the changeup there. Perry quickly back to work. Despina breaks his bat on a hopper to short. Beltre scoops it up, gathers, throws to first. It is in time to get him. Very close play at first base. Despina thought he beat it. He looked towards his first base coach as if to say, hey, did I beat that? First base umpire Larry Pettis said he did not. So Despina heads back to the dugout. He's out number one. And Yoel Martinez climbs in. First pitch is rocketed foul. First base side. And it's 0-1. One zip DJs over Jupiter. Top of the third. Great night for baseball here on the Gulf Coast. 0-1. Martinez takes a called strike. Good curveball there. 78, change of pace from Perry. He's well out in front, 0-2. The 0-2 to the lefty Martinez. He thought about going around on a high fastball, but he did not. One ball, two strikes. Martinez, a 183 hitter. Went 1-for-3 last night with two runs driven in. The 1-2 misses low. Two balls, two strikes. Martinez picked up by the Marlins in the minor league portion of the Rule 5 draft from the Mets this last offseason. Played for St. Lucie last year. 2-2 is a chopper foul. We'll do it again. So Martinez going from a division rival to Jupiter, the reigning Florida State League champs. 2-2. Martinez comes up empty on a high fastball. He chased that one, and Nolan Perry has his strikeout stuff tonight. That's number 5 for the righty.
Third baseman, number 3, Tony Bullard.
Base is empty for Tony Bullard. Bullard, the third baseman, went 1-for-4 yesterday. First pitch to him. Misses outside, ball 1. 1-0 our score. Blue Jays ahead, top of the third. Bullard batting 226, former Arizona Wildcat, 1-0. Check swing, he went. On a pitch low and away. So it's 1-1. Perry turns and tosses, and Bullard fouls it back. One ball and two strikes. Biggest thing with Perry early in this game is he's gotten the ball back from the catcher, Edward Duran. He has wasted no time. Climbs right back on the rubber. He's built up a great rhythm. The 1-2 offer. Bullard rockets it back up the box, and it knuckles into center field for a hit. Joseph over to cut it off. Bullard around first, but he stops with a single. He took an aggressive turn, thought about two, but settled for one. First hit of the ball game for the Hammerheads. And here comes Matt Von Romer, the acting manager for the Jays. And that'll be all for Nolan Perry. He hits his pitch count of 45. And it's important to keep in mind here that he's still getting built up as he started the season a little bit late, open on the IL. He'll receive a nice ovation from this TD Ballpark crowd because he was excellent. In 2 2/3, he leaves with a man aboard. We'll have the details on the new arm next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Blue Jays lead 1-0.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Nolan Perry was excellent, but hit his pitch count after 2 2/3 innings, so Jondre Rojas is on for the Blue Jays here with two outs, man on first base in the top of the third inning. Pitching with a 1-0 lead, Rojas comes on with a 5.27 ERA. The right-hander will face Jordan McCants to open his night. First pitch. McCants takes a changeup low and away, ball one. Rojas making his 11th appearance of the year. He's thrown 13 2/3 innings to an ERA of 5.27. He fires, and McCants takes a called strike on a fastball, 91 on the gun on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Rojas, a native of Venezuela, sets at the belt and delivers. There goes the runner, and the pitch is fouled back. Bullard will head back to first as it's 1-2. Rojas with a teal glove with his home white jersey. Turns his shoulders, checks on Bullard over at first. Comes set. And now the 1-2 to McCants, who struck out his first time. It's a called strike three. It's challenged by McCants immediately. So everybody hold on. And the call is reversed. So it's not strike three, and the inning will continue. So it's 2 balls and 2 strikes on McCants. And that fastball did look a touch outside, so a good challenge from McCants. Beltre at short, playing up the middle for the lefty. Rojas throws over to first. It's late. Bullard back in with a head first slide. Bullard has stolen 5 bases this year, but he's been caught twice. Rojas back with a 2-2. There goes Bullard again, and the pitch is swung on and missed. No doubt about that one. That's strike three. Hammerheads can't do anything with a 2-out single from Tony Bullard. And we go to the bottom of the third. Blue Jays lead 1-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays as June 14th is Fishing Night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com.
Blue Jays, number 47, Victor Arias.
Blue Jays 1, Hammerheads nothing as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Noble Meyer
will face Victor Arias for the second time tonight here. Hit him with the only pitch he threw him the first time, and the first pitch misses low and away. And it's 1-0. Arias eventually came in to score the game's only run so far. Stole second, moved to third on an error, and then scored on a wild pitch. 1-0. Arias fouls it straight back into the screen. One ball, one strike. A lot of life in the ballpark tonight. A lot of youngsters in the house. Always brings a lot of noise. 1-1. Arias fouls it straight back again. Still 1-2. It's that time of year that's probably the most exciting for to be a young kid. School getting out soon. If it's not out already. Little League baseball and softball seasons in full swing. An exciting time to be a kid. 1-2. Arias takes downstairs. Two balls, two strikes. Meyer, the Marlins' top prospect, has four strikeouts tonight, but also two walks. Both of them came last inning. He rocks and delivers. Arias thought about going around on a high fastball. He checked his swing and didn't go. So now it's full, 3-2. Meyer walked four Blue Jays in his first outing against Dunedin back in April. Here's his payoff. Arias leans out of the way, but he's rung up. It's a called strike three, but he wants a challenge. The call is overturned. It's ball four.
The strike has been overturned. The result is a walk.
And Nelson Prada, the manager, is going to come out to discuss with Zach Kovic. If I had to guess, it's probably about the timing of the challenge. Prada's discussion ongoing, and now it's wrapped up. He's stated his piece. Either way, it's a leadoff walk for Victor Arias.
Number six, Gene Joseph.
There's a man aboard for Gene Joseph. Blue Jays trying to grow their 1-0 lead in the bottom of the third. Meyer gathers the sign from Ignafo, sets below the chest, and fires. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike on the slider. It's 0-1. There was an article on Noble Meyer back in January in Baseball America that delved into detail about his fastball. 0-1. Misses high and outside. One ball, one strike. Ignafo looks Arias back to first. And that article detailed about how Meyer really focused on the fastball shape and command over the offseason. In his pro debut, it tended to leak out over the heart of the plate. Just a little bit more than he'd like. 1-1 is popped up into shallow center. The shortstop Hernandez is out, calls for it, and makes the catch. So Joseph pops out for out number one. Arias is back to first.
Second
and that'll bring up Tucker Thoman. And the article is a nice look into the transition from high school ball to pro ball for Meyer. He said, there's so much more precision required in pro ball. In high school, I could just get away with fastball over the plate all the time. First pitch to Thoman. Arias fakes towards second, and the pitch misses away. It's 1-0. Blue Jays leading 1-0 in the third. The call is challenged, and the call holds. So Jupiter loses the challenge. They've got two left. Thoman struck out his first time. The pitch misses up. Two balls, no strikes. Meyer went on to say, my velo would save me. And that makes sense. You know, not every high school pitcher is going to come out and throw 95. He said, in the pros, they don't care how hard you throw or how much the ball moves. 2-0. Thoman takes a big swing and comes up empty. It's 2-1. If they get the pitch they're looking for, they'll hit it. even if it's a really nasty slider, really good fastball with that arm side run that Meyer has. And that's really the process he's continued to work on into the season. 2-1, Tolman with another big swing, this time a foul tip into Ignafo's mitt, so the count is even at 2-2. If you look into the analytics, most of the damage that Meyer has let up this year has come on the fastball. Opponents hitting 256 against the heater, but overall against him, just 181. Time is called before the 2-2 pitch. Arias, stolen base threat over at first, being held on by Despina. Meyer with the sign, the set, and he goes. And Tolman swings and misses for strike three. That time it was the changeup. Ed Tolman out in front, and that's Meyer's fifth punch out tonight. Arias still over at first base for Edward Duran, who grounded out to third his first time. Score still 1-0. Blue Jays over Jupiter. Bottom three. Right-hander on right-hander. First pitch from Meyer. Misses outside. And a snap throw down to first is late. A good throw from Ignafo, the converted infielder. But just a little bit late. Meyer on the first base side of the rubber. Delivers the 1-0. And Duran takes outside on a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Over his last two starts coming into tonight, it looked like Meyer really had his command figured out and thrown 10 innings, didn't allow an earned run, and only walked three. 2-0. Duran pops it up into left. It sends Martinez back a little bit towards center, and the center fielder, Shade, calls off Martinez and makes the catch and gives him a little pat on the back, and the inning is over. Blue Jays strand Victor Arias over on first base after a leadoff walk. Score remains. Jays 1, Hammerheads nothing. Going to the fourth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valley Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. It's a close one so far as we go to the top of the fourth at TD Ballpark. 1-0 Blue Jays over Jupiter. First pitch from Jondre Rojas to Jesus Hernandez. Misses low and away. Ball one. Close games, nothing new for the Blue Jays. If you're watching on MILB TV, you saw that graphic. The majority of the Blue Jays games this year have been very close. 1-0, misses high and tight. Hernandez backs away from the plate. Two balls, no strikes. Each of the last two nights, tight ones. Blue Jays won by two last night. 2-0. Hernandez takes inside again. Cutter didn't cut. 3-0. Rojas took over for Nolan Perry. Got the final out of the third inning. 3-0. Hernandez takes up and in, and that's ball four. Didn't look like Hernandez initially realized that, but then he started shedding his gear. He's on down to first base. And the leadoff man is aboard for Jupiter. Perhaps more significantly, there is a man aboard ahead of the Hammerhead's best hitter so far this year in Ryan Ignafo. He climbs in, 0-for-1 with a ground out. Throw over to first is late. Hernandez has stolen 10 bases this year and 12 tries. Blue Jays have done a pretty good job against Ignafo this week. First pitch to him. Misses down, but a balk is called. So that moves Hernandez up to second base without the running. So the pitch does not count. And the tying run is in scoring position for Ignafo. 1-0 Jays, top of the fourth. Now the first pitch. Ignafo takes up and in. It's ball one. Ignafo 5-for-12 this week. All things considered, could be a lot worse for a guy that came in hitting over 320. Batting average now at 301 as it stands right now. Rojas with 1-0. Ignafo swings and misses. Chased a fastball up of the zone. That's a little surprising. Ignafo didn't chase anything in his first at-bat against Nolan Perry in the first. Ignafo settles into his straightaway stance. Rojas with the pause in the pitch. Misses up and in. Gets by Duran. It caroms off the screen, but not enough for Hernandez to not move to third. So the tying run is now 90 feet away. 2-1, and Duran calls time. He heads out to the mound. And so does Yoel Hernandez, pitching coach. One of the pitching coaches for the Jays, Corey Reardon, the other. Rojas wiping some sweat off of his forehead. He has struggled with his command here to open this inning. He struck out the only batter he faced last inning, set down Jordan McCants swinging. Now home plate umpire Zach Kovic heads out to the mound. He joins the party as the meeting continues. Now it's all wrapped up. Blue Jays lead 1-0. Top of the fourth inning. Jesus Hernandez on third base. The Blue Jays infield will come in here. Rojas sets and delivers. Ignafo takes a called strike, and he wants a challenge. He's the opposing catcher, so you imagine he knows the zone, and the call is upheld. So Jupiter is down to its last challenge. So now it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Rojas trying to come back and get Ignafo. The set and the pitch. Breaking ball chopped down to third. Backhanded by De La Rosa. Looks the runner back. Zips it over to first in time. That's out number one. Slick play from De La Rosa on the short hop.
Designated hitter number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
Brings up Brock Vredenburg. Jupiter trying to knot it up. They trail 1-0 in the fourth. Infield stays in for Vredenburg, who walked his first time in the second. Big left-handed batter. Stands at 6-6. Waits on the first pitch from Rojas. And it misses outside, ball one. De La Rosa darted for third like Duran was going to try a snap throw. He didn't. Keeping Hernandez on his toes at third. The 1-0. Vredenburg swings through a changeup. Good pitch in the upper half of the zone. 1-1. Vredenburg drafted out of Michigan State. One to him. Swing and a miss on a fading changeup from Rojas. Another good change of pace makes it 1-2. And Vredenburg's final college season, he was both an athletic and academic All-American. First Spartan to be honored with both since 1974. 1-2 pitch. Misses just barely, but Duran challenges immediately. Looked pretty good from here, and the call is reversed. Strike three.
The call of ball has been overturned. The result is a strikeout.
Good challenge from the Jays there. Second strikeout from Rojas is out number two in the fourth.
Number six,
Hernandez still over at third, and the infield will return to normal depth for Kobe Shade. Shade struck out swinging against Nolan Perry. His first time, first pitch, runs up and in, bounces off Duran's mitt. Here comes Hernandez to the plate. He's in standing, and the ball game is tied up at one in the fourth. No hits required. Hernandez reaches on a walk, moves to second on a balk. Down to third on a wild pitch, and then in on a wild pitch. 1-0. That's a strike on a slider. It's 1-1. It's very similar to the way that the Blue Jays scored their only run back in the first. And baseball's a funny game. And 1-1. Shade comes up empty on a slider. Lower half of the zone. One ball and two strikes. And Shade calls time. Shade played his college ball at Oregon. Went to high school in Colorado, but according to his baseball reference page, he was born in Wyoming. Man of many states. 1-2 to him. A swing and a miss. That's strike three. Rojas went back to the changeup that has been effective tonight, but he does let up a run. Hernandez walks, moves to second, then moves to third, and scores on a wild pitch. And we've got a brand new ball game going to the home fourth. It's 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Bottom of the fourth inning, it's 1-1. Blue Jays could use some instant offense. They've gotten instant offense in each of the last six games. They've homered in six straight. Noble Meyer, Marlins' top prospect, a top 100 prospect in all of baseball, back out for the fourth. We'll start things off against Christian Feliz. First pitch, he takes a called strike. On a change up on the inside edge, it's 0-1. Feliz swung at the first pitch he saw from Meyer in the second and doubled into the corner and left. 0-1. Christian comes up empty on a changeup, and it's quickly 0-2. Meyer with five strikeouts so far, hunting for a sixth. He's got the sign from Ignafo and chucks it home. Feliz comes up empty on the fastball. Meyer challenged him, and he won the battle. Punch out number six for the Marlins' top prospect. Base is empty for Manny Beltre. 1-1 deadlock, bottom four. Game number five of six. Blue Jays lead the series 3-1. First pitch to Manny. Misses down, ball one. Beltre walked in the second inning and was caught stealing at second base. Meyer kicks and delivers. And Beltre breaks his bat on a flare back to the mound. Meyer scoops it up on a hop, flips underhand to first in time. And it's two quick outs in the fourth.
Designated hitter, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Brings up Daniel Perez with the bases empty. Both teams with one run on one hit. Meyer settling in after struggling with his command earlier. First pitch to Perez is called strike, and it's 0-1. Meyer with three walks with those six strikeouts.
The call of strike has been overturned.
The call is challenged and overturned, so it's a ball. Blue Jays red hot with these challenges. 1-0. Perez takes outside. Two balls and no strikes. Meyer struck out nine batters two starts ago on the road at St. Lucie. 2-0 pitch. Perez takes a slider outside. Three balls, no strikes. He had an interview with MLB.com after that, and he made the command thing sound pretty darn simple. 3-0 to Perez. He takes way outside. That's ball four. And it's a two-out walk issued to Perez. Blue Jays keep the inning going for Alexis Hernandez.
Right fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
1-1 ball game, bottom four. So in that article with MLB.com, Meyer said, you know, I've been struggling with walks. That was never really a problem for me until I got drafted. First pitch to Hernandez, a swing and a miss. On a fastball in the high outside corner. Meyer took a little off there, 91. It's 0-1. He said that he just had to remind himself that I'm not someone who walks a lot of guys. I'm someone who competes, plays with a chip on my shoulder. 0-1, misses in. One ball, one strike. So he said, I told myself I'm just going to strike everybody out. I brought that mentality to the mound, and what do you know? He struck out nine in five innings. One-one. Hernandez lines it just foul. Over the glove of Angelo Despina, the first baseman. Just out of his reach. If that ball glanced off his glove, it probably would have been extra bases. So Jupiter looks out that it didn't get a piece of his leather. 1-2, and Hernandez calls time. Meyer, the 6'5", 19-year-old, gathers the sign from Ignafo. Sets and deals. Hernandez thought about chasing a slider and didn't. Misses outside, 2-2. Hernandez with a red ankle guard, red elbow guard as well. Trying to extend this inning. Perez over at first. The 2-2 offer. Misses outside by a hair. Meyer spun off the mound. He was ready to pace back to the dugout, but instead, he'll have to deal a payoff pitch. It's 3-2, trying to avoid back-to-back walks. Meyer shakes off Ignafo. Now sets and throws. And Hernandez is way out in front of a slider. That's strike three and strikeout number seven for Noble Meyer. Working around those walks. Seven strikeouts for the Marlins' top prospect through four innings, one-run ball. We go to the fifth, still 1-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand-new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles, fitted, flex-fit, adjustable, and youth-adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. As shadows creep across the field at TD Ballpark, we're on to the fifth in a 1-1 game. First pitch to John Cruz from Rojas is chopped foul, and it's 0-1. Rojas back out for his second full inning of work. He got the final out of the third in relief of Nolan Perry. Rojas has gone three full innings this year, once before. 0-1. Cruz lays off on a pitch low and away. One ball, one strike. But that was over a month ago. Coincidentally, it was during the Blue Jays' last series win on the road at Tampa back on April 12th. 1-1. Cruz jumps out of the way of a changeup that missed inside. Two balls, one strike. If the Blue Jays win tonight, it marks their first series win since that series over at George M. Steinbrenner Field. 2-1 to Cruz. Misses inside. He brings the hands in tight towards his chest. Three balls and one strike. Jupiter tied it last inning. Hernandez walked, reached second on a balk, and then came around to score on two wild pitches. 3-1. Cruz takes up and away, drops the bat, and he works a walk. That was an emphatic bat drop. Leadoff man is aboard.
First baseman, number 51, Angelo Despina.
Second walk issued by Rojas. He hopes this one's a little less costly. Angelo Despina stands in. He's 0-for-1 with a ground out to shortstop. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First offer, slapped foul into the screen on the third base side. It's 0-1. 1-1 our score, top of the fifth. Glad you're with us on your Saturday night. Larry Larson in with you, our entire hardworking crew as well. Despina, another big batter in the left side. At 6-6, the pitch. It is a called strike. Lower half of the zone on a changeup, and it's 0-2. Despina looks like a little bit of a shorter 6'6 compared to Brock Vredenburg, but Vredenburg stands straight up in the left side. Despina kind of crouches a little bit, bends at the knees, bends at the waist. 0-2. He takes outside. A good take there from Despina, a 5-year college player. 1-2. Despina, 24 years old. If he keeps hitting the way he is right now, he might not be with Jupiter long. Throw over to first is late. Cruz back in with a head-first slide. Despina at 261, but he's had a good week. 4-for-7 coming into action with a homer. Rojas with the pause in the pitch. Runner goes. Misses outside. Throw down is late. Pitch was just a little bit too far up and away. Made it tough for Duran to pop up and then chuck it down. So it's a stolen base for John Cruz. Go ahead run in scoring position for the Hammerheads in the top of the fifth. Hammerheads starting to get that run game going again. That's one of the biggest reasons why they're in first place over in the East, despite the fact that they're last in most hitting categories. Rojas throws home, and Espina lines it towards the corner and left. Arias over, and it's out of play. Still two balls, two strikes. Now they say pitching and defense wins championships. Jupiter's defense has been good. Their pitching also good. Top three in the league in ERA. It's that hitting that's really been the struggle, but when they get on base, they make the most of it with those steals. League leaders there. Rojas spins and throws to second. Good move, but it's late. Fans, ooh and ah, they thought they had him. But Cruz got in there. That's just the type of attention that you have to pay base runners. Rojas out of engagements for this plate appearance with Despina. So Cruz gets a little bit of a bigger lead off second. And now the next 2-2. On the way. Despina lines it foul. And the battle continues. No outs, top of the fifth. Jupiter 1, Blue Jays 1. Cruz with more than enough speed to score on a single. Long AB from Despina. He waits on the next 2-2 pitch, and here it is. He lays off on a changeup. That runs it full, 3-2. The longer these at-bats go, the more they favor the hitter. Despina has seen just about everything that Rojas has had to offer. Rojas trying to not let Despina get away. He spins and throws to second. He wasn't out of engagements, to correct my earlier statement. And Cruz is back in there safely. Now Rojas is out of engagements. He can't step off again, otherwise it's balk. Despina with his bat over his chest. Hands slightly extended. A stiff stance. The payoff pitch misses downstairs. Ball four, and Angelo Despina works a hard-earned walk. That's back-to-back walks to open this fifth inning. Jupiter threatening, and that's going to be all for Jeandre Rojas. He's frustrated. Claps his hands in frustration as Matt Von Romer, the acting manager, comes out to take the baseball from the righty. Looks like Kiner Leon is going to come on. He comes on in a jam. Runners on first and second. Game still tied at one in the top of the fifth. But Jupiter threatening to take their first lead tonight on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Jays 1, Jupiter 1. Top of the fifth inning, 2 on with no out. That's the bad news as Kiner Leon comes into the ball game. But the good news, if you're a Jays fan, is that Leon has been excellent handling inherited runners this season. He'll face Raul Martinez here. First pitch, curveball called strike on the inside corner, and it's 0-1. Leon has inherited 10 runners this season. Only one has scored. He inherits two more here. The pitch, Martinez takes down and away. 1-1. Leon's overall numbers, a little more traditional numbers. 1.59 ERA in 17 innings. That's 3 earned runs. Pause in the pitch. Martinez well out in front of a slider. Comes up empty. 1-2. Leon takes over for Jondre Rojas, who walked the first two batters of the frame. Leon sets and delivers. And Martinez lines it into the gap in right center. Long run for Joseph. He glides under it and makes a running catch. Gene Joseph caught up to that ball in a hurry and kept this ball game tied with that catch.
Third baseman, number 3, Tony Bullard.
Martinez is out number 1. Brings up Tony Bullard. The inning-ending double play is in order. The men on first and second. Righty on righty. And the first pitch from Kiner is called strike on the inside edge. Fastball at 88. 0-1. Duran calls time, and he'll put out some signs. Bullard singled in the third. A single here would probably put Jupiter in front. Ball game tied at 1 in the fifth. Big spot right here. 0-1. Bullard thought about going after a slider, but didn't. Misses outside. 1-1. Bullard has always been a clutch player. That's at least according to his teammates at the University of Arizona. 1-1. Bullard with a slow roller to short. Could be 2. Beltre to second for 1. The turn from Toman. Double play. Oh, that was a tough turn on a slow ground ball, but the Jays infield does turn it 6-4-3. They get out of the jam. We're still tied at 1. Going to the home half of the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. It is a pitcher's duel tonight at TD Ballpark. Jupiter 1, Blue Jays 1. In the bottom of the fifth, and Noble Meyer is back out there. He gets 9-1-2 here, starting with Marcos De La Rosa. He squares to bunt and fouls it off. So it's 0-1. Meyer has only allowed 1 run on 1 hit. And the hit had nothing to do with the run. Came in the second inning, a Christian Feliz double. 0-1 pitch. De La Rosa takes a called strike, and just like that, it's 0-2. The run came back in the first. Victor Arias got hit on the first pitch that Meyer threw and eventually came in to score on a wild pitch. Meyer's 0-2 on the way. De La Rosa watches it sail upstairs. One ball and two strikes. Meyer's command has been a little erratic. Four walks, but seven strikeouts. So he's worked around him well. Shakes off Ignafo, now sees what he wants and throws. And De La Rosa checks his swing on a breaking ball. He went and can't believe it. That curveball had him all kinds of twisted up. And it's the eighth strikeout tonight for Meyer. One away in the fifth. Meyer hasn't pitched beyond the fifth in a game yet this year, so this is likely his last inning. Arias represents the third time through the order. First pitch. A fastball hit his spot, but it missed low and outside. 1-0. 1-1, bottom five. Arias in a still stance from the left side. 1-0 pitch. He hops out of the way. As the slider misses down. 2-0. Meyer, drafted by the Marlins at a Jesuit high school in Beaverton, Oregon. His 2-0 pitch. Arias pops it up on the infield. First base side and foul ground. Despina on the track in front of the dugout. Leans back and he drops it. Despina overran the ball and that gives Arias new life. So it's 2-1 on Victor. Instead of him being out number two. And in a game like this, a little mistake like that could go a long way. 2-1. Arias with a high hopper towards the middle. The shortstop, Hernandez, ranges behind second. Fields, throws to first in time. Hernandez covering a lot of ground for that 6-3 put out. And Arias is out number two after all.
Center fielder, number six, Gene Joseph.
So it's Gene Joseph. Trying to keep this bottom of the fifth going. Blue Jays in a 1-1 tie with Jupiter. Righty on righty. And the first pitch from Noble Meyer. A slider called strike in the lower half of the zone. It's 0-1. Well, you could say that Meyer hasn't had his best stuff tonight. But, of course, eight strikeouts. That tells a different story. 0-1 is popped up out of play. First base side. And just like that, it's 0-2. The walks, of course, have been an issue, but an outing like this shows that Meyer has really good pitchability. He's grinded through it. Has worked in and out of jams. 0-2 to Joseph. A breaking ball lifted into left, right at Martinez. He ranges towards center and makes the catch as Kobe Shade ducks out of the way. Ran right by Martinez. And Noble Meyer presumably finishes his night with a 1-2-3. Bottom of the fifth inning. Five runs. One run ball for the Marlins' top prospect. We go to the sixth, still 1-1. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Jupiter has used one pitcher. The Blue Jays have now gone to their fourth pitcher, but the game is tied at one as we go to the top of the sixth. Jordan Powell will face the top of the lineup. First pitch to Jordan McCants is in there on a knuckler, called strike, and it's 0-1. Powell, a knuckleball pitcher, throws almost all knucklers. 0-1 to McCants. He does not square to bunt and pops it up into center. Joseph with a few steps in. He's under it and makes the catch. Routine out number one. Jordan Powell sets down Jordan McCants. And here's Jesus Hernandez.
Shortstop number two, Jesus Hernandez.
Well, Powell's had a rough go of it lately. ERA over 14, 5 innings and 8 earned runs. First pitch to Hernandez. Misses inside. And it's 1-0. Powell's last outing came last week at Fort Myers. Two-thirds of an inning. He allowed 5 earned runs, walking 4. 1-0. Misses inside and hit him. Lost command to the knuckleball there. And so there's a man aboard with one out for Ryan Ignafo, the three batter, in the sixth. It's 1-1.
Catcher number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Been a good one so far, both teams with just one hit. They both had plenty of base runners, though, thanks to walks and hit-by-pitches. First pitch to Ignafo. There goes Hernandez. Pitch misses low. Duran knocks it down. Now he can't find it, and now he does. And time to keep Hernandez at second base. He picks up a stolen base. And Jupiter once again has the go-ahead run in scoring position. They had it last inning and couldn't score. Time is called as Hernandez needs to readjust his sock, it looks like. Wearing long black socks that are all but scientifically proven to make you faster if you're a baseball player, they say. Look good, feel good. Hernandez is all fixed up. And now the 1-0 to Ignafo. It's a called strike at the knees. That's 1-1. Powell signed by the Blue Jays just over the winter. And he's had the chance to work with R.A. Dickey, the former Blue Jay. Knuckleballer himself. 1-1. Swing and a miss from Ignafo. Makes it 1-2. Of course, knuckleballing is an art, but it's not exactly a common form of art. Powell's 1-2 pitch. Ignafo reaches out, lines it into shallow right. It's down for a hit. Hernandez around third. The throw from Hernandez in right is late. It's a go-ahead RBI single for Ryan Ignafo, and Jupiter pulls ahead for the first time tonight. It's 2-1 in the sixth.
Designated hitter number 28, Brock Friedenberg.
Not hard contact, but Ignafo got bat on ball. Just the second hit tonight for Jupiter. Vredenberg calls time before the first pitch. He's 0-1 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch to him. The lefty takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. If you're watching on MILB TV, you might notice that Jordan looks a little bit different than he usually does. 0-1. Vredenberg with a swing and a miss, but it glances off Duran's glove, and Ignafo moves up to second. So it's 0-2, but now another runner in scoring position. So anyways, on Powell, when he first joined the roster, he had a very old-fashioned curly mustache. 0-2, Vredenberg waves and misses. At a nasty knuckleball at 76. He's out number two.
Center fielder number six, Colby Shade.
So it's up to Colby Shade to drive in Ignafo from second base. Jupiter with a run in. They now lead 2-1 in the sixth. First pitch to Shade. It is a called strike in the upper half of the zone. It's 0-1. So Powell's mustache suddenly disappeared after his appearance last week in Fort Myers. 0-1 is fouled off into the seats, and it's 0-2. Saw Powell in the clubhouse, almost didn't recognize him. I said, hey, what gives? He said, I had to shave it for Mother's Day. He said, my mom hates it. What a good son. 0-2 popped up out of play. And we'll do it again. Ignafo took off for third. Now he heads back to second. And Powell said, don't worry, the mustache will be back in about a month. So we'll keep an eye out for it. Gives a look at it. Ignafo throws home, and the pitch is fouled off. Shade is battling here, still 0-2. Shade has struck out twice tonight, trying to prevent a third. Powell deals from the first base side, and Shade comes up empty. Knuckleball got him. That time at 79. A little extra juice on the knuckler tonight from Jordan Powell. He strikes out two, but does allow an RBI single to Ryan Ignafo. And Jupiter now pulls in front. It's 2-1, going to the home half of the sixth on the Dundee Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Noble Myers' night is done after five innings and eight strikeouts, and Delvis Alegre takes over with the Hammerheads leading 2-1 at the bottom of the sixth inning. His first pitch to Tucker Toman is chopped foul. Look out in the dugout. It pinballs around. Looks like everybody's all right, and it's 0-1. This is Alegre's second appearance. He's thrown two innings and allowed one earned run. 0-1. Toman lines it back to the screen. Foul, and it's 0-2. Tucker is 0-4-2 tonight. Two swinging strikeouts, both against Meyer. We'll have his final line here in a minute. Alegre chucks it home, and Toman takes just up high. Good take there, really close. We saw Toman swing and miss on a few pitches about that height against Meyer. Alegre from the wind. He delivers, and Toman gets a piece of it. Stays alive, still 1-2. That final line on Noble Meyer, Marlins' top prospect. He went five innings, allowed one hit, one run. It was not earned. He walked four and struck out eight. And Toman calls time as looked like maybe something popped into his eye. Now he strides back in. Toman with three homers. One swing could tie the game here. Alegre reads the sign and fires. And Toman takes low and in. Two balls, two strikes. Well, if you're a Blue Jays fan tuning in a little bit late, see the team is trailing, fear not. These DJs have scored a ton late. 2-2. Tolman slaps it on the ground to shortstop. Hernandez drops to a knee. Fields throws in time to first. And Tolman's out number one.
Catcher number 12, Edward Duran.
Here's Edward Duran. Duran's 0 for 2 tonight. So he strides in, trying to extend his 8-game on base streak. Righty on righty, first pitch is lined towards the gap in left center. Long run for Shade. He catches up to it and makes the catch. Just hung up a little bit too much. Duran's a quick out number 2.
Now batting number 34, Christian Feliz.
Brings up Christian Feliz with the bases empty. Now this is a guy that can definitely change the game with one swing. Near the top of the league with 6 homers. First pitch to the lefty. He takes inside, ball 1. Hammerheads 2, Blue Jays 1. Bottom 6. It's been a good one. This series has been a lot of fun, at least for the Blue Jays. 1-0. Feliz takes low as an airplane zips overhead. They get a nice flyover view of that 1-0 pitch. And now the 2-0 pitch from Allegri. Feliz swings through it on a slider. Two balls, one strike. Allegri fires, and Feliz fouls it off his ankle. Ouch. Two balls, two strikes. Feliz will get a minute. Zach Kovic walks a new baseball out towards the mound. Allegri, 23 years old, signed by the Marlins way back in 2017 out of the DR. At 6'2", 180 pounds. Looks in for the sign. He's got it. Into his motion, the 2-2. Feliz lays off. Takes a slider downstairs. It's full. Feliz batting in a closed stance. Waits on the payoff. And swings and misses for strike 3. Fastball in the upper half of the zone. Sets him down. And Delvis Allegri works a 1-2-3, bottom of the 6th. We go to the 7th. It's still 2-1 Hammerheads on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of 2 Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This game has started to fly a little bit. We're in the top of the 7th inning. Jupiter holds a 2-1 lead over the Blue Jays. And Irv Carter is on to try and keep the score right there. Carter, the right-hander, will face 6-7-8 in the Hammerheads lineup. Comes into this outing with a 4-6-6 ERA and 8 appearances. All of them in long relief, really, except earlier this week. Pitched a quick 1-2-3 inning. First pitch to Cruz. The lefty takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. Fastball there. When Irv commands the zone well, he's excellent. When he misses the zone, he gets into trouble. Just like most pitchers. 0-1. Swing and a foul back. A changeup from Carter there. That's 0-2. Irv throws a fastball, cutter, changeup, and slider. Working from the windup here. Cruz in an open stance, waits on the 0-2. Irv slows his windup and misses outside on the changeup. Sometimes you see pitchers play with their timing as they kind of go into that sidestep, but Carter kind of held his leg in the air. Can't imagine that's easy. Now he rocks and deals the 1-2. Got him. Cruz swings and misses on a back foot slider. Down on strikes for out number one.
First baseman, number 51, Angelo Despina.
Brings up Angelo Despina. So it'll be three straight lefties to start the outing for Irv. Including Despina here, who's 0 for 1 with a walk and a ground out. Blue Jays trailing 2-1, top of the seventh. Carter's first pitch. Despina pulls it on the ground right at Tucker Thoman at second. He gobbles it up, throws the short way to first for a quick out number two. Brings up Yoel
Martinez.
Carter's outing earlier this week was very speedy. Needed only six pitches to get through the seventh inning. Back on Wednesday. First pitch to Martinez. He takes a called strike on a good changeup. That's 0-1. Carter, 21 years old. Drafted by the Blue Jays in the fifth round in 2021. He fires, and Martinez swings straight through a changeup. Now Carter only really throws that changeup against lefties, but oh, it's been good. Here's his 0-2. Slow windup again, and the pitch is hopped right back to Thoman. He fields chest high, throws overhand to first in time, and Irv Carter works another quick 1-2-3 seventh inning. It's time to stretch. Blue Jays need a run or two or three. Trailing 2-1 in the bottom of the seventh on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network in Valleywide. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. We go to the seventh inning, and you know that that's the Blue Jays wheelhouse. If you've been tuned in this week, Dunedin has scored in the seventh or later in 10 straight games. They trail 2-1 here tonight. First pitch to Beltre, misses low and away. Out of the hand of Delvis Allegre, who's out for his second inning of work. It's 1-0. Allegre worked a 1-2-3 sixth. Into his motion he throws, and Beltre lays off a slider. Two balls, no strikes. Last night it was the eighth inning for the Blue Jays. After the Hammerheads scored three runs in the top of the eighth to take a 6-3 lead, Blue Jays scored five times on three hits in the bottom half take the lead and eventually win. 2-0, called strike. Fastball at 93. 2-1. Beltre 0-for-1 tonight. Walked back in the second. Out ahead here, 2-1 pitch. Chopper to shortstop. And it's cut off by Bullard. Throw to first on a hop. Scooped up by Despina. A very difficult play. First, Bullard cutting off the shortstop Hernandez at the last second, and then Despina with the pick. Beltre is out number one. Well, we were talking about it earlier. Pitching and defense wins championships. Granted, it's only May. Maybe too early to talk about that. First pitch to Perez, called strike, and it's 0-1. Perez struck out in the second inning and then walked in the fourth. 0-for-1 with that walk. Allegre fires, and Perez comes up empty. Change up in the upper half of the zone, makes it 0-2. Delvis Allegre. His first name is Elvis with a D in the front. Delvis, D-E-L-V-I-S. Allegre looks in for the sign. Into his motion, the pitch. Perez takes down. 1-2. Lights have taken full effect now at TD Ballpark. Underneath a navy blue night sky. Sun just set not too long ago. The 1-2. Perez takes inside just barely. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Daniel starting to see the ball better. He's really crushed the ball pretty much all season. 2-2. Perez rolls it foul into the dugout. He stays alive, still 2-2. But now the results are starting to come around. And you look at his batting average at 167 right now, not exactly indicative of how well he's hit the ball at times. The next 2-2, Perez takes a back foot breaking ball for ball three. It's full. Two-one Jupiter, bottom seven. Base runner would turn up the heat. Payoff pitch. Misses downstairs. It's ball four. Perez comes back from down two strikes to work a walk. Here's Alexis Hernandez.
Right fielder, number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
The Blue Jays still just have one hit in this game. After coming into action tonight, hitting .307 on the week, was a double from Christian Feliz back in the second against Noble Meyer. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch to Hernandez, misses up, ball one. It'll be interesting to see if Perez takes off from first. He's a good enough runner. Now that would crank up the heat an extra notch on Allegre. 1-0. This is low and outside. 2 balls, no strikes. And now time is called by Ryan Ignafo. He wants to talk it over with Allegre. There's an arm up pacing around in Jupiter's bullpen. And now there's some throwing just getting underway as a lefty is loosening up. Hernandez told me before the game today he's feeling good. He says, and the goal is to improve every day. I feel like I'm doing that right now. His swing has been a little out of sequence at times this year. 2-0. Hernandez fisted on the ground to short. Hernandez charges, looks to second, throws to first. Despina comes off the bag, but then comes back down on it in time for the out. Perez up to second base, so the tying run is in scoring position with two outs for De La Rosa. Well, De La Rosa delivered last night a two-run game-tying homer in the sixth. Tonight he comes up here in the seventh with a man on second base, Blue Jays trailing by one. First pitch, blooped down the left field line, foul. 0-1. You look at De La Rosa, and he doesn't exactly strike you as a guy who has a ton of juice in the bat. But he proved everybody wrong last night with that homer. Out towards one of the deeper parts of the ballpark. Got well over the fence. 0-1. De La Rosa takes down. One ball, one strike. Marcos, a native of the Dominican Republic, signed by the Blue Jays in 2019. He's got an open stance. Rests the bat on his shoulder. Leg right with a 1-1 chuck. And De La Rosa takes a called strike. On the low outside corner, it's 1-2. Blue Jays trying not to strand another runner in scoring position. Perez paces off second. The 1-2. De La Rosa takes a called strike 3. He knew it. On a sinker center cut over the heart of the plate, and the inning is over. Blue Jays get a walk from Perez. He moves into scoring position, but he's left there. And we're on to the eighth. Jupiter leading 2-1 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live. Looking to support the Dunedin Blue Jays while at the gym, out for a run, or spending time outside? We've got the merchandise collection for you with the Under Armour Performance Gear Collection in the Jays shop. Check out our selection of performance men's and women's t-shirts next time you're in the Jays shop at TD Ballpark. Or shop online anytime you want at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Tell your family, friends, and coworkers that you're gone fishing with Dunedin Blue Jays. As June 14th is fishing night at TD Ballpark. Join us for a night of fishing fun, including raffles for fishing-themed prizes and experiences to benefit Vet Catch. And don't forget to get here early, as the first 1,000 fans receive a Dunedin Blue Jays fishing hat presented by Pisces Sushi and Global Bistro. First pitch is set for 6:30 against Bradenton. Don't get skunked. Reel in your tickets now at DunedinBlueJays.com. Top of the eighth inning. Hammerheads with a 2-1 lead over the Blue Jays. And Irv Carter is back out. He'll face 9-1-2, starting with Tony Bullard. First pitch on the way. Bullard lines it foul over the seats. Out of play. 0-1. The difference in this game. An RBI single from Ryan Ignafo in the sixth. Came against Jordan Powell. Otherwise had a good inning. Struck out 2. 0-1. Bullard takes outside. 1-1. Carter came on last inning. Worked a 1-2-3-7. His stuff looks sharp. Especially that changeup. Bullard at the plate. 1-2. Singled in the third. Rolled into a double play in the fifth. The 1-1 toss. Bullard takes called strike. On a slider. It's 1-2. We're mentioning in Bullard's last at-bat, he's considered a clutch player. Always played his best ball at Arizona at the season's end and in the playoffs. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. Irv Carter went back to that nasty stop-and-go windup. He picks up his second strikeout of the night.
Second baseman, number 4, Jordan McCants.
Brings up Jordan McCants. Leadoff man. He's 0-3 tonight. Blue Jays behind 2-1, top of the eighth. First offer. McCants squares to bunt and didn't pull back on a pitch that missed low and in. It was a cutter from Carter. So it's a strike. 0-1. McCants has 2 strikeouts tonight. Flight out to center his last time. Irv with a breath and the pitch. It misses in. McCants jumps out of the way. Wasn't squaring that time. It's 1-1. On days where Carter pitches, he has a very particular pregame routine, just like a lot of pitchers. 1-1. McCants pops it up into shallow right. Hernandez lost it in the lights. It's Toman, the second baseman, camped under it. In shallow right, he makes the catch. So McCants is out number two, and it's five up, five down for Irv.
Now batting number two, Jesus Hernandez.
It's up to Jesus Hernandez to try and snap that streak. 2-1 Jupiter in the eighth. Hernandez has reached his last two times, and he scored the only two runs for Jupiter. First pitch. He takes a slider outside. That was the cutter, actually, at 86. That's 1-0. Slider, cutter, similar profiles, but different pitches. 1-0. Hernandez takes a touch outside on a fastball. 2-0. So usually those routines are more synonymous with starters, but considering that Carter's appearances are more scheduled, considering he's a long reliever, he settles into those routines. 2-0. Hernandez with a violent swing and a miss on that cutter. It's 2-1. One big part of the routine for Irv is visualization. He'll come out to the game mound for that. 2-1. Hernandez takes a called strike. Cutter again. Paints the outside corner, and it's 2-2. So Carter paces around the mound, goes through his motion, throws a good number of pitches in his head to kind of preview the game. It's 2-2 to Hernandez. It is lined into center. Joseph has a beat on it, moves towards left and makes the catch. And it's another 1-2-3 frame for Irv Carter. Six up, six down for the right-hander. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Still a one-run game. 2-1 Jupiter. Don't go anywhere on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. New pitcher into the ballgame for Jupiter. It's Jack Selinger, which means Delvis has left the building. Delvis Allegre finished after two innings. And Selinger, a lefty, will face the top of the Blue Jays lineup as Jupiter leads 2-1. First pitch to Victor Arias. Called strike on a sweeping slider. And it's 0-1. Arias 0-1. He's reached on a hit-by-pitch and a walk. Selinger deals, and Arias takes upstairs. One ball, one strike. This is Selinger's second appearance of the week. His first one, he threw an inning and two-thirds and allowed an earned run. Struck out three. From the stretch, he takes a breath and fires. And Arias takes a called strike. The outside corner. That slider again. It's 1-2. Arias with one homer this year. Certainly has a lot of pop. But we've seen it more gap to gap than over the fence. Salinger ready for the 1-2, and it's on the way. Arias takes upstairs. Two balls, two strikes. This is when the Blue Jays offense turned on the Jets last night. They scored 5 runs on 3 hits to come back and win the game. Trailing by just 1 here tonight. Trailed by 3 last night. 2-2. Arias with a roller through the middle into center, and it's a leadoff single. Tying run is aboard to open the 8th for the Jays. Brings up Gene Joseph.
Center fielder number 6, Gene Joseph.
Joseph hitless tonight, and he hasn't reached base. So his 16-game on-base streak is on the ropes here. Blue Jays trailing 2-1, bottom 8. First pitch to Joseph, the righty. Misses outside, ball 1. Salinger sets, gives a look at Arias and deals. Joseph lines it into right. That's another base hit. Arias will step at second base. Throw goes to third. It's over the shortstop, Hernandez, who tried to cut it. Blue Jays have men on first and second to open the 8th.
Second baseman, number 9, Tucker Tobin.
The on-base streak lives for Gene Joseph. 17 consecutive games to open his year. More importantly, it moves the tying run into scoring position. This crowd of 1,111 ready to erupt as Tucker Thoman stands in. First pitch, a swing and a miss on a slider. That's 0-1. Blue Jays down 2-1, bottom 8. Looking for a 4th straight win and looking for a series win. Their first this month. It would be their first in over a month. 0-1. Thoman turns away from a slider that misses up and in. 1-1. Whole lot of sliders from Salinger. Native of Vegas. Attended UNLV. 1-1. Thoman is hit with the pitch. He tried to duck out of the way of a slider, but it caught a piece of his back. And so that loads the bases with no outs for Edward Duran.
Catcher, number 12, Edward Duran.
Ryan Ignafo heads out for a mound visit, as it might take a Vegas stunt to get out of this jam. Jupiter clinging to a 2-1 lead, bottom 8. Arias on third, Joseph on second, both singled. Now Thoman on first with a hit-by-pitch, and Edward Duran comes to the plate for the biggest at-bat of the night for the Blue Jays. Bases loaded, infield comes in with no outs. Left-handed thrower, right-handed batter, first pitch on the way. Duran takes outside, and it looks like Ignafo and Salinger got crossed up bad. It was an awkward reception on that pitch. Ignafo almost muffed it. 1-0. Base hit would at least tie the game. Probably get the Jays the lead. The pitch. Ground ball towards the middle. Diving stop from Hernandez. He throws to second. His only play is there. And it's not in time. McCants came off the bag. It looked like the throw was there in plenty of time, but field umpire Larry Pettis says he came off the bag, and the Blue Jays tie it up. Arias in from third, and it's 2-2 in the 8th. Get another look at it here. Great look at the replay as Hernandez looked towards first, but McCants didn't have his heel on the base. A great call from Pettis. So everybody's safe. Bases remain loaded for Christian Feliz. First pitch. He swings and misses on a slider. It's 0-1. Joseph to third. Thoman safe at second base. Duran reaches on a fielder's choice. Lefty on lefty. A one. Christian takes a called strike on a slider that dropped right in there. It's 0-2. Feliz rests the bat on his shoulder. Sellinger gazes in. The 0-2. Feliz checks his swing on a pitch in the dirt. Good stop from Ignafo. Keeps everybody put. Joseph with great speed on third base. Sack fly speed, you could say. Just want to put the ball in play here if you're Feliz. The 1-2. Christian flies it into center. Should be deep enough. Shade gets behind it, makes the catch. Joseph tags. The throw to the plate is cut off. Blue Jays in front. It's 3-2 on a sack fly from Christian Feliz. More eighth-inning magic. More late-game magic. Blue Jays have now scored in the seventh or later in 11 consecutive games. Time is called, and Jupiter is going to intentionally walk Mandy Beltre to reload the bases. Puts that double play back in order. Toman over at third, Duran on second. Beltre on first. And Daniel Perez climbs to the plate. And that's twofold there. You get the lefty on lefty matchup after Beltre with Perez. He's walked twice tonight. First pitch is a hopper foul off Perez's ankle. Kind of falls over. Stumbles out of the box. Matt Von Romer, the acting manager, paces down the third base line, says, "You okay?" Daniel says, "Yep." It's 0-1. Corners in, middle infield at double play depth. Blue Jays trying to grow their 3-2 lead in the eighth. 0-1. Perez hits it deep to left. Martinez back in front of the track, makes the catch. Toman tags from third. It's another sack fly. Blue Jays tack on another run. It's 4-2 in the eighth.
Now batting number 30, Alexis Hernandez.
It's a three spot. There's two down for Alexis Hernandez. No big blow, but just putting the ball in play has gotten the job done here. First pitch to Hernandez. Slow hopper to second base. McCants charges, gloves, throws to first in time, and that ends the inning. But not before the Blue Jays score it three times on two hits and two sacrifice flies. They again turn the ball game in the eighth inning, and Jupiter will have its last chance when we return. Fasten those seatbelts. Blue Jays lead 4-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Off the top of the ninth inning for Jupiter, number 26, Ryan Ignafo.
Last night, the Blue Jays scored 5 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to turn it around and win it. Tonight, they score 3 runs in the bottom of the eighth inning to take a 4-2 lead to the top of the ninth. Irv Carter is back out to try and shut her down. They'll face 3-4-5, starting with Ryan Ignafo. It was 1-for-3 with an RBI single. First pitch to the righty. Is in there for a called strike. Slider makes it 0-1. Carter has retired every batter he's faced tonight. With 2 strikeouts. 6 up, 6 down. 0-1. Ignafo takes outside. 1-1. And if Carter can finish this ninth inning without any drama, you could say it would be his best outing this year. He reads the sign from Duran and throws. Ignafo reaches out, taps it up the middle. Long run for Beltre. He bobbles. Now throws to first. It's late. Ignafo reaches to open the top of the ninth on what's likely to be a single.
Designated hitter, number 28, Brock Vredenburg.
Man aboard for Brock Vredenburg. Represents the tying run at the plate. As the Blue Jays lead 4-2. Vredenburg hitless tonight, 0-for-2 with 2 strikeouts and a walk. First pitch, the lefty jumps out of the way as the pitch gets by. Ignafo trots up to second base. So just like that, there's a man in scoring position. Little restlessness amongst the crowd now. 1-0. Vredenburg takes a called strike. On the cutter. 1-1. One of our better crowds of the year here at TD Ballpark. Over 1,000 here tonight. It's been a fun one. They haven't been disappointed. 1-1. Vredenburg takes low and in. 2-1. There is an arm warming out in the Blue Jays bullpen just in case. Dunedin hoping they don't have to use another. Carter is the 5th Jays pitcher tonight. 2-1. Vredenburg takes inside. 3-1. Colby Shade waits on deck. Vredenburg bats in a narrow upright stance. Hitters count 3-1. Is a called strike. Cutter found the outside edge. Runs it full, 3-2. Carter kicks some dirt off his cleats. Wearing long blue socks with his home white jersey. Sets at the belt. Big pitch here. Payoff on the way. Vredenburg gets a piece of it. Fouls it off the catcher, Edward Duran. We'll do it over. Man on second base, no outs, top of the ninth, 2-run game, 4-2 Blue Jays. Vredenburg without a homer this year, he's driven in 13 runs. The next payoff pitch is hammered foul on the ground, scooped up by the first base coach. Vredenburg drove that ball into the turf. The battle continues. Carter gets a fresh baseball. He sets for the 7th pitch of the plate appearance. And here it is. Vredenburg takes inside. It's 4, and the tying run is aboard with no outs in the top of the ninth inning.
Center fielder number 6, Colby Shade.
This one far from over. And Joel Hernandez will come out for a mound visit. 0-2. entire infield comes together here. Blue Jays lead 4-2, top of the ninth. Carter with a bit of a smile on his face. Trying to keep things loose. And a tense spot. Ignafo on second. Vredenburg the tying run over at first. Colby Shade coming into the box. He's had a tough night. 0-for-3 with three strikeouts against three different pitchers. Perry in the second. Rojas in the fourth. And Jordan Powell in the sixth. Irv Carter would love to make it a fourth. First pitch, Shade squares to bunt and pulls back. It's ball one. Cutter missed there. Carter working from the first base side of the rubber. Sets and fires. Shade squares again and fouls it off. And Edward Duran is trying to point out that he thought that that ball bounced off Shade. No other argument from the Blue Jays there. Duran kind of went to the spot in the dirt that that ball hopped off of and gave it a look. That's strike one. It's 1-1. Blue Jays leading 4-2 in the ninth. Two men on. Shade squares again and pulls back as a cutter misses up. Two balls, one strike. De La Rosa, the third baseman, playing on the grass. Feliz 2 over at first. Toman in the hole at second base. 2-1 pitch. Shade squares again. Pulls back and takes outside. It was close, but it makes it 3-1. The call is challenged, and the call is upheld. Blue Jays have one challenge left. Hitters count. Got to be careful here with Shade, who can drive it. Homered earlier this week. Carter gathers the sign. The 3-1 on the way. Shade squares, pulls back, and takes ball four upstairs to load the bases with no outs in the top of the ninth for the Hammerheads.
Right fielder, number 21, John Cruz.
And time is called, and that's going to be all for Irv Carter. Matt Von Romer, the acting manager, comes out to take the baseball from Irv. Blue Jays are going to go to the bullpen and hand the baseball to Eliander Alcalde. He's going to come on and try and nail down the save. Might be a tall task. Bases full of Hammerheads when we come back. Blue Jays leading 4-2, top of the ninth. Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Jupiter has opened the top of the ninth inning by putting the first three batters on. A single from Ryan Ignafo, a walk from Brock Vredenburg, and another walk to Colby Shade. So the bases are loaded with no outs. Blue Jays go to the bullpen, and Eliander Alcalde is on to try and escape. Blue Jays lead 4-2, top of the ninth. This is Alcalde's third save opportunity this season. He's converted one save. He's got an ERA of 4-5-8 in 19 and two-thirds innings. This is his 12th appearance. He'll square off against John Cruz, the lefty. This is all called a second appearance this week. He pitched on Wednesday through two scoreless innings, working around three walks. Struck out two. Corners are in. Middle infield is back. Blue Jays do have a run to play with. Cruz, the lefty, 0-for-2 with a walk. First pitch. Misses in. Cruz jumps out of the way. Ball one. All called day at 5'9", 171. Maybe a few inches taller than 5'9", his initial measurements when he was signed. 1-0, fouled back. And a changeup. One ball, one strike. Jupiter has lost a few close ones here this week. They've dropped three in a row for just the second time this season. Looking to give the Jays a little bit of taste of their own medicine. 1-1. Cruz fouls it back. Timed up a fastball. Just got a piece of it. It's 1-2. It goes without saying you would love a strikeout here. Bases full, no outs. Top of the ninth. Two-run Blue Jays lead. A base hit could tie it. Vredenburg with pretty good speed off second. The pitch misses outside. Two balls, two strikes. Cruz with 14 runs driven in. Had an RBI double in the sixth inning last night. Here comes the 2-2 from Okolde. It's chopped down the first base line. Foul. We'll have a do-over. Youngster gets a ball tossed to him after that ball was fouled off. He's got two of them. No tension on his face. A tenth spot in this ball game. The next 2-2. Cruz takes a called strike three. Change up in the upper reaches of the zone. Locked him up for out number one.
First baseman, number 51, Angelo Despina.
A massive out number one for the Blue Jays in the top of the ninth. Brings up Angelo Despina. Tough at bat. Bases full of hammerheads. Blue Jays lead by two. First pitch to the lefty. It's a called strike. Change up again. 0-1. Despina has grounded out twice and walked once tonight. He's driven in five runs on the season. The 0-1. He takes in on the hands for ball one. One ball, one strike. Despina nearly hit 400 last year in his final college season. OPS over 1,000. 1-1 to him. Has popped up out of play. Behind home plate. Okolde's out ahead. It's 1-2. Third baseman De La Rosa in. Beltre, the shortstop, shaded up the middle. Okolde comes back with a 1-2. And it's clipped foul. Despina stays alive. Got a piece of the changeup. Still 1-2. Okolde, it's a fresh baseball, settles on the first base side of the rubber, nods at Durant, sets below the belt, and fires. Called strike three! Another changeup! Another hammerhead caught window shopping! And Jupiter is down to its final out. It's represented by Yerol Martinez. Hitless in three tries tonight. Bases loaded. Two outs. Top of the ninth. Blue Jays lead 4-2. First pitch to Martinez is popped up. Third base side. It's out of play. De La Rosa gives chase and watches it fall into the seats. 0-1. Blue Jays an out away from their first series win in over a month. On the verge of four straight wins. For the first time since they won six straight. back in early April. The 0-1. Martinez pops it up into left center. Arias waves for it. He's under it. Makes the catch. Ball game over. Blue Jays hang on, and they take the series. It turned into a white knuckler. Jupiter loaded the bases with no outs in the ninth, but Eliander Alcalde strikes out two, gets Martinez to fly out to end the ball game, and the Blue Jays win their first series since they took five out of six from Tampa April 9th through the 14th. What a win. This team just keeps on winning. What a turnaround it's been for the Jays this week. Feels like they finally might be on the verge of turning this season around after their hot start and then a lull that lasted about a month. They are within two games of 500. With the victory tonight, the Blue Jays improved to 18-20. While Jupiter drops its fourth straight game to the Jays, they are 22-16, and we'll find out if they remain in first place all by themselves when we look at the out-of-town scoreboard presented by Frenchies. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays, four runs on three hits, no errors, and seven men left on base. For Jupiter, two runs on three hits, two errors, and six men left. The winning pitcher is Irv Carter, who pitched excellent through two innings, ran into trouble in that ninth, loaded the bases with no outs, gave way for Alcalde, who nailed down the save, and the loss goes to Jack Selinger, who allowed three runs, two of which were earned, in the bottom of the eighth, as the Blue Jays once again rallied to win it in the eighth inning. 4-2, the final score. We'll step aside for a break and come back with post-game coverage. After this, it's a dub. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays win another thriller over the Jupiter Hammerheads, 4-2, the final score tonight at TD Ballpark. Let's look elsewhere around the Florida State League, starting with the lone game still in progress over in Tampa. The Tarpons lead 9-4 over the Bradenton Marauders in the bottom of the seventh. Tampa looking to take back-to-back games from the Marauders. And, of course, that would be good for the Jays as they travel to Bradenton for six next week. Bad news for the Hammerheads as Palm Beach throttles St. Lucie 13-1. There is now a tie for first place in the Florida State League West with Palm Beach and Jupiter both at 22-16. Lakeland defeats Fort Myers tonight at home 5-2. They keep pace with Clearwater. They remain a game back. Threshers win 6-1 over Daytona. The out-of-town scoreboard, always presented by Frenchie's. Frenchie's Bar and Grill, to be exact. When you're in from out-of-town, visit Frenchie's Outpost on Causeway Boulevard in Dunedin. That's the Florida State League out-of-town scoreboard. Let's look at the Toronto Blue Jays organization tonight. The big league team lost a heartbreaker. We'll get to that here in a few moments. But first, High A Vancouver in action, bottom of the third against Spokane. They trail 2-1. I believe that game is being played in Spokane as part of a doubleheader, but Vancouver is the home team in Spokane. That's interesting. Vancouver trails in game 2-1. In game 1, they lost 7-6 to the Indians. Double A New Hampshire leads 8-3 over the Hartford Yard Goats in the top of the ninth inning on the road. And Triple A Buffalo also played a doubleheader today, and they split it with Rochester. They took game 1 4-2 and lost game 2-1. So runs at a premium there for the Bison. All right, as for the big league club, it wasn't pretty today. The Blue Jays led for much of the ball game, but then they fell 5-4 to Tampa. That's back-to-back losses against their division rival, Tampa. Blue Jays now fall to 19-25. Diving into the box score in that one, Blue Jays led 4-0 until the top of the sixth. Tampa scored 3 runs, and then they scored 2 runs in the top of the eighth to pull ahead 5-4, and they won it by that score. Just tough for the Big Birds right now. Taking our focus back here at TD Ballpark, getting you set for the series finale tomorrow here between the Blue Jays and the Jupiter Hammerheads. The Jays will look to make it 5 straight wins after losing Tuesday's series opener. We'll get started at high noon, here in Dunedin. The pitching matchup for the Blue Jays, Gage Stanifer takes the baseball. And for Jupiter, it will be the right-hander Jake Brooks. Brooks against Stanifer, Jays against Hammerheads. Series finale, the season series finale at that, between these two teams. Blue Jays trying to exact a little revenge after they were swept by Jupiter back in April in Jupiter. They have already clinched a series win here this week, but they would love to take 5 out of 6. Until tomorrow, that does it for our coverage here tonight in Dunedin. For our entire hardworking team up here in the press box and our front office crew, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Saturday night with us. Hope you enjoyed that one. I know I certainly did. One more time, the final score. Dunedin takes it 4-2. They have won 4 straight games over Jupiter. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. So long, everybody.